The future of sports radio starts now.
All right, Poindexter, sit down, shut up, and listen.
I'm sorry?
That's how my father always began our football conversations.
Here's Notch.
Long live the Rouge. It is back. Starting tomorrow, Montreal, Winnipeg, the Canadian Football League. Anyone that knows me knows how completely enamored I am with the CFL. I love it. Single points instead of touchbacks, baby. Anthony Calvillo, the Latino Warren Moon, is actually thrown for about 8,000 yards more than Warren Moon. No one's thrown for more yards than Anthony Calvillo. 78,000, he's going to reach 80,000 this year. Taking on the Blue Bombers, helping them christen their new stadium in Winnipeg. If you're a football fan, I don't want to hear anything about how you miss football. Because there is football now. If nothing else, a little something to tide you over until college football in the NFL. I'm actually excited about it. If you don't like Canadian football, you're really a football snob. Because I know people, and they talk nonstop about how much they love football. But when you try to talk Canadian football to them, you get dismissed. Football snob. I'm just not a fan of that kind of closed-mindedness. I mean, I don't like arena football, so I'm not going to get too mad if you don't like Canadian football. I mean, I'm not going to force you to like anything. Nobody should force anyone to like anything. I'm just trying to expand your mind a little bit, expand your horizons, open you up to new things. I'm just going to say that if you're going to complain about how there is no football on, well, you're wrong. Lots to like about the CFL. If you like the wide-open, shotgun spread type of offense that you see in college football, CFL has that. Passing league, three downs. So remember, because there's three downs, more possessions per team. So if a team's down with like 2 minutes to go, they can still get the ball back in a close game. Speed's important. More of a speed finesse game than the NFL, than American football. A lot of people talk like Canadian football, just some unholy thing where they made up all these stupid rules. Funny you should mention that, if you're one of those people. Tell a football snob that Canadian football was the original code of football. The original gridiron is courtesy of McGill University in Montreal. They played a game against some guys from Harvard. Harvard had a smaller field, and they wanted to change up some of the rules. The Americans are the ones that made it to where there was 11 guys instead of 12, and the Americans are the ones that said four downs instead of three. Americans invented the fair catch. I will say this, though. In the CFL, you know how everyone talks about, oh, it's great, there's no fair catches in the CFL? Well, there's a rule in the CFL that you have to have a five-yard halo around the punt returner. And that's great if he catches the ball on the fly, but if he lets the ball bounce, if the kick returner, if the punt returner lets the ball bounce, there's every damn punt, it's called a no-yards penalty because you didn't leave a five-yard halo that whole time the ball is rolling around on the field. And the guy's got to pick it up. You can't down it like you do in American football. So it's a different kind of boring than American football because there's a 15-yard no-yards penalty every time that the punt returner lets the ball bounce. They should outlaw punts, I think. Instead of outlawing fair catches, they should just outlaw punts. All codes of football, American and Canadian, just get rid of punts. You have to go for it on fourth down or kick a field goal. Wait, I will say this, though. It is still legal in the CFL to advance the ball on a punt. It's like an onside kick. Any players that are behind the kicker when the ball leaves the foot can go down and recover the ball and advance the ball. So on a punt, if you're behind the punter, you almost never see anyone that's behind the punter. But still, if that ball bounces, you can go get its desperation play, usually. It's rare, but it's still legal. It's not a rule they came up with. It's a rule that was always there, and American football got rid of it. Some of these little differences is what makes it special, makes it different, makes it watchable. As I said before, the 2013 season starting tomorrow, the last year with eight teams in the CFL. Ottawa, Tavares Jackson's future employer, as I've said for years, especially when it was with the Vikings. All I could think about when I watched Tavares Jackson with the Vikings was how perfect of a fit he'd be for the Ottawa expansion CFL team whenever they came back around. That's next year. The Ottawa Red Blacks, whatever the hell that name means. Terrible nickname. The logo's pretty cool. It's like a red and black table saw blade with an R. Kind of like the old Ottawa Rough Riders R. If you've ever seen their helmets. Basic but historic. Logo's sweet, actually. Their helmets are going to look pretty cool. But their name's ridiculous. And they're insisting that the media refer to them, to the name Red Blacks anyway, in all caps. They didn't say if they wanted it to be in Comic Sans font, like the Dan Gilbert ranting about LeBron James. We'll have to check on that. So eight teams this year. Eastern Division looks like it's going to be dominated by Montreal with Anthony Calvillo, 40 years old, still going strong, though. Greatest passer in the history of pro football. Pro football. Emphasizing pro, professional football. One thing you'll notice if you like football is you have to have a strong arm to play quarterback in the CFL. Field's wider. People were talking about Tim Tebow and how he should go to the CFL. Tim Tebow not a good fit in the CFL. Arm strength is an issue for Tim Tebow. Toronto defending Grey Cup champions. Those two teams pretty much going to dominate that division. Not a fan of Hamilton this year. They're basically a homeless team this year. Their stadium being demolished to build a new stadium. So they'll be playing at a temporary location. A couple different temporary locations. They weren't really a solid team before that anyway. Winnipeg has a brand new stadium this year. And they're 2 years off of appearing in a Grey Cup, but they're also kind of dicey as far as the on-field product goes. Western Division wide open between all four teams. The two teams I'm most watching closely in the Western Division, the Calgary Stampeders, my favorite CFL team. They're going to be playing for the city of Calgary more so this year because of the flooding. Stamps game is going to be a rallying point for them. They're going to have a tremendous home field advantage this year. Got a pretty talented quarterback too, Drew Tate or Iowa Hawkeye. Also their week one opponent, probably going to be their toughest competition in the CFL West, the British Columbia Lions. They're always tough. Saskatchewan and Edmonton will be fighting for third, final playoff spot. They have the crossover also in the CFL, where if the fourth place team in the West is better than the third place team in the East, which is probably going to happen this year. I wouldn't be surprised if last place in the West crossed over to the East, took their third playoff spot. It's how much better of a division the West is, and it's also an indictment of Hamilton and Winnipeg. It'll be fun. ESPN2 is going to show some games. NBC Sports Network is going to show some games. You can get them all online. I'll be watching. You know me, you'll know I'll be watching. I'll sprinkle in some tweets at Notch17 every now and then. Love me some CFL. Don't be a football snob. Give it a try. Quality play is really good, believe it or not. A lot of American college kids end up going up there. Season starts tomorrow. Football's back.